Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Would you like to do something really grand for your family? Well, one of the nicest things we can think of is to treat them to a dinner of Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef will be a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beefsteak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. With Penny's brother Pat determined to search for his wife Suzanne until he finds her, there's deep concern over the care of Pat's infant daughter, Valerie. Penny wants to take full charge of her and says to Pat...
Pat, who's in a better position to take care of Valerie than I am?
I know you love her, Penny. Maybe more than any of us, if that's possible. But you shouldn't be burdened with my child.
Darling, don't use that word in connection with Valerie. She's no trouble.
Well, not now, maybe, sis. But before long, she will be. I'm no expert at taking care of children, but... I've been told by people who ought to know that a child can be a terrible responsibility.
Darling, a baby is a responsibility, but not a terrible one.
Oh, you know what I mean by terrible. I mean a lot of work and worry and, well, a big expense, too.
I've thought about all those things. They don't bother me.
Well, the expense shouldn't. I'll provide for Valerie as best I can. But I'll have to get a job first, and, well, it may not be easy to find a job that'll give me... plenty of time to look for Suzanne.
You worry about finding Suzanne. Let me worry about Valerie. Expense and all. After all, she's not much of a problem in that respect right now.
You don't know. You haven't taken care of her that long.
Well, there can't be many things.
There's a lot of expense connected with bringing up a small baby, sis. Special this and that. And if she ever gets sick, well, money's no object in a case like that.
No, it certainly isn't. But we won't talk about her getting sick. She just won't get sick, that's all.
Hey, knock on wood when you say that.
All right. Oh, seriously, Pat, please let me have her. I'll take awfully good care of her.
I know you will.
Well, then leave her with me.
I didn't say that.
But you have to.
No, sis, it just isn't fair.
Well, it isn't fair to whom, Valerie?
No, to you.
Why is it unfair to me?
Because you'll be tied down.
Not completely.
But you will be. Just how much freedom do you think you'll have with a small baby to take care of? You won't be able to go out when you want to? What'll you do if Rogers or someone else wants to take you to dinner? You'll have to refuse. And what if you're offered an interesting job? You won't be able to take it.
I've thought about all those things and that doesn't matter very much. Valerie's much more important, darling. Pat, I love her as much as if she were my own. And I want to keep her with me, pretend that she is my own. Please.
I don't know.
Well, what would you do with her if you didn't leave her with me?
Well, Mother would take care of her for a while.
Well, Mother has enough to worry about with Jed. And Jed's not well these days, you know that.
That's true.
And you're not going to put Valerie in a home, I know that.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Well, you can't take her with you, much as I know you want to.
I sure do, sis. I hate to leave her, even for Suzanne. And you know, it's a funny thing. I almost wish I didn't want to look for Suzanne.
I think I know what you mean.
Do you? I hope so. But in case you don't, let me try to explain.
No, Pat, you don't have to. I understand. In spite of everything Suzanne's done to hurt you and Valerie, you still love her and want her back. You know that maybe the best thing to do is to let her go, not even try to find her, but you can't help how you feel about her. You can't stop wanting her.
And that's exactly it, Penny. Does it make me wrong?
No, Pat. No, it doesn't. It makes you the most wonderful husband and perfect father that you are. You love both your wife and your daughter, and you want them to have each other.
That is right, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. And if you're as good a brother as you are a husband and father, you'll leave your daughter with your sister until you find his aunt.
Mm. All right. But I won't shackle you with responsibility for Valerie's care. Not completely. You get someone to come in here and help you with Valerie, and I'll leave her with you.
All right. If you insist, I'll notice the prison, too.
That Nora Williams you were telling me about?
Yeah, she stayed with Valerie the night I went to Madeline Darter's party. Oh, she'd be perfect. But I do want you to see her first.
Oh, that isn't necessary. If you like her, she's okay. Oh, will she stay here, though? Sleep in, I think they call it?
Well, she said something the other day about wanting to work here regularly. I'll ask her if she really meant full time.
Oh, well, if she did, she's it.
Oh, Pat, thank you.
Thank me? For what?
Letting me have Valerie.
Oh, look. I'm the one who should thank you for letting me leave her here. But look, anytime she's too much for you, say so, will you?
Nope. I wouldn't care if I had her always.
Funny you should say that.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just have a hunch I'll never find Suzanne. And after you've had Valerie for a few months, or maybe a few years, you'll be so used to her, you'll think she's really yours. And I couldn't take her away from you then. Yes, Penny. Maybe you will have her always. Maybe I'm going to keep looking for Suzanne. Even if it takes...
Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Nora, come in.
Oh, thank you. I don't mean to bother you, Miss
Gibbs.
No,
that's all right, really. Here, let me take your coat so you won't catch cold when you go outside again.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. I just stopped by for a second to get my sweater. I left it here last Thursday night when I stayed with the baby.
Yes, I have it for you. I thought it was yours. But, as a matter of fact, I didn't know how to get in touch with you.
Oh, I've been out on the farm with Daddy. We don't have a telephone. And this is the first chance I've had to come into town. The man who picks up Daddy and takes him to work brought me in, too.
Well, I'm glad you did come today, Nora. I'd like you to stay a while if you can.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. You want me to watch the baby for you again today?
No, Nora, not today. That won't be necessary. But, look, take off your coat and come in and sit down.
All right.
I want to talk something over with you.
Oh, I just hope it's what I think it is.
Well, maybe it is, Nora. Come on, I'll hang your coat up for you.
Oh, no, thanks. I can do it. Oh, there. Oh, dear, that seam is pulling out again.
Oh, that can easily be fixed. If you let me have it, I'll see what I can do with it while we're talking.
Oh, no, Miss Gibbs. I'm just super with a needle and thread.
Well, that's good to know. Maybe I'll let you do all mine for me.
Oh, I'd be glad to, Miss Gibbs. I guess it's all right to admit it to someone as old as you, but I like to sew.
No, Nora, I was only joking. You will have enough to do watching Valerie. That is, if you'd like to take the job.
The job?
Mm-hmm. I want someone to be here full time to help me with Valerie. And... few things around the house every now and then. Well, you said you'd like to work.
Oh, yes, yes, Miss Gibbs. Oh, it'd be just super working for someone as nice as you.
Well, thank you, Nora, but let's not say you'd be working for me. I wouldn't like that on that basis. I'll pay you, of course, but I think it'd be nice if we just said that you were kind of helping me out.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs. I'm not ashamed to be a servant. I need a job very badly. I have to help Daddy out somehow. I try not to be, but I'm an awful expense to him. And he doesn't make very much money.
Well, I'm afraid I can't pay you very much either, Nora. At least not at first. But we'll talk it over with my brother, Pat. He's Valerie's father, you know.
Yes, you told me. And golly, I'll bet he's just super. He just has to be to have a baby like Valerie.
I'm sure you'll like him, Nora.
Oh, I know I will. Oh, but crickets, what if he doesn't like me? I guess I'll lose my job before I get it, won't I?
Nope. Nope, you have the job starting almost at once. And you can keep it as long as you like, Nora. There's only one thing I'd like to be sure of.
Oh, yes?
Mm-hmm. I'd like you to come and live here if you could. Would your father object?
Oh, no, no. I told him all about you and about the baby and about this house and everything. And he thought it would be just scrumptious if I could work here instead of in some store or factory or something.
Well, then you will be able to stay here full time and it'll be all right with your father.
Oh, yes. I'll bring a note from Daddy whenever you say just so you'll be sure it's all right.
No, that's not necessary. No, about when you'll start, let's see. Oh, could you come in again tomorrow afternoon? We'll decide that, too.
Oh, yes, I can be here tomorrow, Miss Gibbs. I'll get a ride in with the man who takes Daddy to work.
Fine. Anytime tomorrow will be all right.
I'll be here in the morning. And then maybe I can stay and start taking care of the baby right away.
You certainly do want to be with Valerie, don't you?
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, is it wrong? Little babies are so cute and wonderful.
Yeah, they sure are, aren't they? Well, I'll call Pat to come downstairs and meet you, and then I'll see you again tomorrow.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs, I'll be here first thing tomorrow morning with my suitcase and everything. I just have to come here to work. I just have to, that's all there is.
And that's all I had left in the bank, Mr. Storrs. Well, I was hoping I'd made an error in my check stubs. Yes, thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, hi, Gibbsy.
Oh, Freddie, hello. You home from work already?
Well, it ain't about time I was, Gibbsy. You know, it's almost 1 o'clock. And I always get home at noontime on Mondays.
Oh, that's right. You work only half days on Monday. I had no idea it was so late.
What's the matter, Gibbsy? You're looking a little sour.
No, Freddie, I'm just a little worried. Pat's leaving Valerie with me, and I'd like to hire Nora to help me take care of her, but my funds are running kind of low.
Well, then why don't you tell Mr. G to bunk the kid in somewhere else?
Freddie, you know I wouldn't do that.
Well, what do you want the kid here for?
Well, because you wouldn't understand.
I guess maybe I wouldn't, Gibbsy. You know, this going goofy for kids is something that I never could figure out. Is this Nora Williams babe gonna come in here to live?
Yes, she is. At least I think so.
Gonna cost money, ain't it?
Yeah, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah, sure. Should take the kid off in your hands a little bit. Look, Gibbsy, I got a job now, and I got a few bucks. I've been hanging around here free of charge long enough. How about letting me kick in for my grub and my bunk,
no,
huh?
No, Freddie, you're a guest here.
Well, I'm a paying guest from now on, Gibbsy. You know, maybe if I quit being dead freight, well, might get a few privileges or something.
We'll talk about it some other time, Freddie. Right now, I think I can manage. In fact, this is a wonderful idea. With Nora here, there's no reason I couldn't be away in the daytime. I could go back to work. I could get a job somewhere.
Oh, what for, Gibbsy? Why beat your brains out? Look, I got a much better idea if you got to bring up that kid for Mr. G.
Oh, you have, eh?
Yes, I have, eh? Now, look, why don't you really play it smart? Bring up the kid. Have this Williams dish around and do all the dirty work. And you really live a soft life. You get married.
Get married?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, Freddie.
Sure.
Yes, the more I think about it, the better idea it becomes. But just who shall I marry? You have any ideas on that score?
I sure have, Gibbsy.
Well, who?
You know, there's always the prof.
Professor Rogers?
Yeah. He'd fall on his kisser to marry you, Gibbsy. Look, all you'd have to do is ask him.
So Freddie thinks Professor Rogers is in love with Penny. Is Freddie just teasing Penny, or does he know for a fact what the shy professor thinks of her? And how will caring for her brother's child affect Penny's future? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Did we hear somebody say they're wondering what to serve for dinner that will please everyone? Well, that's no problem. No, indeed. Just serve Kroger Quality Beef, everybody's favorite main dish. And the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently thick steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef in the place of honor. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. And remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.